Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello, and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry, and I'm joined by Lydia and Ravs. How you guys doing?
I'm so hungover.
This is the hungover episode. I like this.
Yeah, I was with Ravs, so I too am
I was hungover. With you guys too. What the fuck?
Oh yeah, yeah, I forgot you were there. The you were on you? A different Harry table. You were away. I've only got such a small memory.
It's going to be a nice and cozy and creaky and stuttery hungover episode, which honestly, It's the fifth episode and I'm mind blown. This is the first really hungover one we've recorded.
Yeah, honestly, it is mind-blowing that we haven't done one of these before where we're all dying.
I think this will be like the uncut raw episode where we just let loose because there's nothing holding us back. We're broken people, you know.
Also, I feel like all of our voices are going to sound completely different.
I feel like I'm super croaky. This is I feel
a little bassier, you know. Like I'm on my Barry White shit.
I feel like I'm just going to be really flippant. Do you know what I mean? I feel like my fuse is like real fucking short. Solve your own fucking problem. Why are you writing to us?
If you thought that we gave bad advice before, it's going to be even worse today.
Yeah, this is going to be an all-time low. I guess it's important to shout thank you to everyone who's been listening. Oh my God, I can't believe we're five episodes in already.
Oh my God, like we have like five episodes in. The reviews have been crazy. Like we've been charting and stuff in the UK charts. It's mad.
Thank you so much, everyone.
All the feedback's been super nice. People have been tweeting, making Reddit threads, posting in our Discords and stuff. It's been really cool.
I saw some fan art appearing as well.
Really?
I feel like we've made it when we get like a bit of our podcast animated. Do you know what I mean? When like defining moment. Like you fucking made it. So any animators out there, take your pick. Certainly not from this episode. There's going to be nothing golden in this.
Yeah, nothing good. Just if the animation, just the three of us sitting here being sad.
I think we hope you're all enjoying listening. Write in, let us know how you're enjoying the pod, where you're listening to it. I want to know where people are enjoying it because they could be at work, they might be on their way to school, they could be anywhere, they could be doing anything.
That's bringing me a lot of joy. It's like I used to be that guy, like, you know, sitting on the plane laughing or trying to hold in my laugh, or I'd be working and like when I was a window cleaner, I'd be at the top of my ladder laughing my ass off as people were looking at me listening to podcasts. So people tweeting and giving these stories that they're like, I was walking my dog and people thought I was a maniac laughing at 0 degrees. I was like, it's like it's all come full circle. It's nice.
That feels like the highest compliment, right? Someone trying to stifle their laughter listening to your podcast. I think that's what we're looking for. That's the objective.
Hell yeah.
Did you guys see that we got tweeted a picture of Mr. Cat? Mr. Cat.
I know, he's real.
The other episode.
I love it.
So, and he doesn't eat beans. So that mystery got solved.
Also, I like it was actually not their cat. It was their partner's cat. And they'd written in on their behalf. It wasn't the owner of Mr. Cat had not written in.
I love that even more.
Yeah.
It was like they just got that surprise, you know. They surprised their partner with the Mr. Cat thing.
I love that. It's
That's
great.
Romance. That's romance.
That is true love. All right, should we get into it?
Let's do it. If you could add one extra attachment to every penknife/Swiss Army knife, what would it be and why?
Swiss Army. Ooh, I feel
that's
like
a good question.
I feel like as a kid, I've got so many of those. Like little.
I've got one right here. Right.
You have
now,
one.
And what?
Yeah. I'm just like, hold
whip
on.
Whip it
I'm
out. Getting,
I'm whipping out all the little bits and bobs.
Okay, so what does it actually have on it? What do we? Because we can't add something that it already has, right?
Okay, the one I have, my other one had better stuff on it, but okay. This one has got like, you know,
a just a shank, Ram. So that's just yeah. a, that's just a
what? It's a knife. It's a bottle opener. It's got a shit Phillips screwdriver bit. It's got a little mini knife for when you just want to shank someone a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And then there's a bottle opener for different types of bottles.
So it's only knives.
It's just knives.
It's got a toothpick.
Wow. Okay, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice. I like that.
And it had a pair of tweezers, but I've lost them. So
that's pretty cool.
I don't know what to do with that information. My last pair had scissors on them, though. So, you know, like, this one doesn't have scissors. I'm kind of sad it doesn't. So I feel like they should all come with scissors.
I feel like they used to have nail files on them, didn't they?
Like a
match striking thing. It was like something like that.
Yeah, like a flint or a match thing, yeah.
I feel like a Swiss Army knife is just really shit versions of everything. Like
it is.
Really blunt scissors.
It's like the Christmas crackers.
It's like the Christmas cracker of the utility knife world. It's just everything is just quite shit and it's all together in one go.
But goddamn, you're glad you have it if you're like out camping or some shit, you know. Like,
you're not, Raz, because they won't work. Yes, you'll be defending really yourself work. From a bear and you'll fucking stab it with the knife and it will just fucking break. And
I would
bear
rather
will
have
just
this
just
shit
you.
Knife than not have this shit knife if I'm getting attacked by a bear.
Really? I just feel like I'm just accepting death if a bear's coming at me. Like, good fight, I'm done. Like, just take me.
Well, there's all these like crazy rules that I would instantly forget the second I saw the bear, right? Like, if it's like a brown bear, you play dead. This is probably the wrong way around, I guess.
No, this is certainly, like, do not take this advice.
Don't take this advice. I think, like, brown bear, you play dead. Like, a black bear, you make yourself look big or something. And if it's a polar bear, you're fucking dead.
You're just gone.
Don't climb trees.
That's definitely a bad thing. Because they can also climb trees.
Yeah.
Equally, I love that we're now talking about how to survive a bear attack when the question is, what should we put on a Swiss Army knife?
I guess I just kind of hate Swiss Army knives. Like, fundamentally, I think they're kind of a bit shit. So, the trouble is, whatever you put on it is going to be shit. I think Lydia's right. Whatever you're going to put on it is going to be a shit version of whatever it is.
It's a shit version of whatever you want.
Something shit, but like... What's something shit that we could put on it that would still sort of be like, oh, I mean, this is shit, but I'm glad I have it.
Mm.
Like, what would... I'm like with a flint, like a fire starter thing.
I find it weird they don't have pencils. Do you know what I mean? It's weird that Swiss Army knives don't have like little pencils. That feels like...
Oh, yeah, like a little mini pen.
That's useful.
Yeah, that would be useful. The thing is, they're such kind of like delicate little things. You can't really... They've kind of figured out the things you can put in them. Do you know what I mean?
A lighter could be useful.
A lighter could be useful.
Just a little cheeky little lighter.
Yeah.
Also, I know we've moved on, but I just want to congratulate you, Raz, because you were, in fact, correct about the bear attacks.
Yeah!
Brown bears play dead. Black bears do not play dead. Try to escape. It's what it says.
I thought they were like, make yourself look big and like walk backwards or some shit.
Yeah, I think
because if you turn around, you're gonna fucking die.
Yeah, it's just gonna take your organs out via your spine. Yeah. So yeah. So yeah, that is good advice. Finally, some useful advice from this fucking podcast.
What if instead of making Swiss Army knives small, we made them big? Maybe that's the change I would make. Because what if it just was like, you know, the size of your phone, and suddenly the knife you pull out is actually a real knife, and the tweezers you pull out are like fucking huge tweet. Like, Joey, what if you just upscaled everything? Like,
but isn't the
I feel
whole
like
point
that's something
that
a clone would pull out.
What, like a...
What, like
whoa, look at my
knife. Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
So the whole point of a Swiss Army knife, right, is it's meant to be small and compact, and it's useful in a emergency, like assuming like, yeah, you're like camping or hiking and some shit goes down.
Yeah.
So if we're sticking to those rules and not just saying like, I'd add a cheeseburger or something.
I fucking hate camping as well. I hate this
camping.
Question. I hate the person that said this question. They're just making me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you this is going to be the hungover episode. I'm just going to be flippant and sad and angry. And I'm already angry. Question one has made me angry and upset. I'm thinking about camping. I'm wet. I'm soggy. Yeah. I want to be at home in my bed.
There's bugs everywhere. Like, you can't just hop on your computer. The internet's probably shit where you are.
No flushing toilets.
You know what? Actually,
no flushing toilets.
That's what
can't
I would
get
add.
Get a good shower.
That's what I'd add a little antenna to a Swiss Army knife that can get some kind of internet.
What,
that,
you put a little dongle on
a little dongle in the Swiss Army knife.
That is actually useful, Harry, because if you were stuck in the middle of nowhere, no signal, that is actually pretty good. Or like...
That would actually be kind of sick.
A phone charger, like a little port, dead phone charger, is always like a nightmare. Or, better yet, a home-ass mobile phone. I want it to be a Nokia 3310 because you cannot kill those guys and the battery lasts forever.
I love that so much. I love that
tape
so much.
Tape a butterfly knife to a fucking Nokia 3310. You've got a phone blade.
Hey, come at me, Barry. I got a Nokia and a knife strapped to it.
Phone blade. That's my Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, sure. Nice. I like that. I think some kind of like mobile device, some kind of phone network thing. That actually sounds both useful and...
Practical.
And
stylish.
I can't believe we went from I fucking hate this question to perfectly answering the question. It's the perfect answer.
I want one of those.
I could fuck with that. I'd maybe go camping in that situation.
I'd like that.
That's it. That's the barrier to entry.
Stabbing bears with my Nokia 3310 shank.
I mean, I'm still going to complain and be like, can we not just stay in a log cabin instead or something? Because I'm a glamper, but...
Let's get glamping, yeah.
Yeah, let's go glamping with my Nokia knife.
When you were... my Nokia knife.
I will defend this cabin with my life. And my phone knife.
Just whittling sticks with my Nokia knife. I'm having a great time in the outdoors.
It's very durable.
When you were a kid, wasn't like having a Swiss Army knife like the coolest fucking thing? I remember having one. I mean, Rav's got one now and he's showing it off. But like, I remember having one as a kid and just being thinking I was the biggest fucking big balls badass, you know? Like,
yeah.
It was so cool as a kid. As an adult, they definitely lose their polish, don't they?
I guess it's because like you've just learned what like things are. You've just learned like what a knife is, what tweezers are, and then you're like, but this thing has multiple things.
But
wow,
wait, there's more.
It's so
a
many things.
A corkscrew for the wine that I can't drink because I'm 7.
And the bottle opener for the beer bottles I'm not opening.
As a kid it was so cool, but now it just feels like sad when I have to use it. You know, I'm like, oh, I can't believe I have to use this mini screwdriver. Like, I'm doing DIY, fuck my life. Or like, oh, I've got a tag I need to cut off of this new t-shirt.
Hold up. You don't have a screwdriver. You only have
I do have a screwdriver, okay. But like sometimes if I'm like just in my room or some shit and I'm like, my screwdriver doesn't fit this thing. This fucking shit little baby screwdriver does. Like, there is like one specific screw in this.
Sorry,
Ravs
is for context for listeners. Ravs is holding up what can only be described as a tiny. At least your hands are making it look tiny. Yeah. This tiny Swiss Army knife with just this protruding. It can't even be more than an inch long.
On like
just
the side of it, tiny Phillips screw head. Yeah,
it's so sad.
And you have to like hold it so weird.
I know. I'm just trying to imagine screwing anything in with that. It's like honestly, it looks more like a knuckle duster than a screwdriver.
Yeah, right. Like fucking.
Yeah, that's fucking terrifying.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't
think maybe I'd be better using this than the knife.
I feel like it's something I find like it's almost like I don't know, you know, like those like DIY like challenge like channels on TikTok and like YouTube where they're like useless life hacks. I kind of feel like, is a Swiss Army knife just like a new useless life hack? Do you know what I mean? Like, who needs all these things in one thing? Just have a knife. Just have a screwdriver. Just have these things available
but
to you.
Harry, when you're out hiking Himalayas, Harry, you don't have space for a knife and a screwdriver and a nail file and also a Nokia 3310. You've got to get it all in one, baby.
I'm sorry, I am so frequently in the middle of the Himalayas utilizing my Swiss Army knife.
Well, maybe you're not their target demographic. Have you ever thought about that, Harry? Maybe it's not all about you.
But
right?
I love shit like this. I love knives and things like that. It's cool. It's like, but it
I
should
love
be.
Knives.
But like, it's really not cool. It sucks. It's a terrible product. Fuck you, Swiss Army. I've ruined our first sponsorship. I'm sorry. I've ruined it.
Oh, God, man, damn it. Really,
there goes Mr. Phillips and the whole of Switzerland.
Switzerland? Right, check that one off. They hate us. That's another country on the list. Fuck you, Switzerland. Fuck your little tiny useless knives.
All right, we got a life to save here, everyone. All right, next question. I drunkenly got my hand stuck behind a radiator and need some help on how to get it out. Of course, the radiator is stuck to the wall.
So, I like that that's added. Like, that's not a given. Like, what, I'm imagining a radiator just sitting but on its also, own in the middle of the room, not attached.
I like to think that they're still there and they sent this question in with their one free hand.
Shall I find out when they sent this question? Because I think it was quite a while ago. It was one of the first questions we got.
Last week. So
yeah, this might be a while back.
This question came in. Oh my God, this question came in a month ago.
Oh my God. Okay, so.
And this isn't going out for like 3 more weeks.
I really hope that they don't have like automated heating that comes on. You know what I mean? Like,
that would be such like a way to die. Imagine.
Yeah.
That is like.
That's some, what's it? Last Destination shit.
Final Destination.
Yeah, final Destination. Yeah.
Final Last Destination.
I like it. Nice and copyright safe for the podcast.
Okay.
How do you like. Okay, firstly, what are you doing? Like, do you reckon he was like tapping his radiator? Have you guys ever done that? Where you have to tap your radiator?
Just
give it a
just
little pat.
Giving it a little, like, oh my God. Little just encouraging tap. You can do it, baby. Yeah. Come on, like, heat up the
radiator. I don't think I've ever pet my radiator, Harry.
Harry is so lonely. You have to
you have to tap them when they, like, fill with, like, cold water and then you need to, like, cycle it around.
Do you mean bleed them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he was trying to do that when he was drunk or something. I don't know.
How the fuck do you get your hand stuck when you're bleeding a radiator?
Okay. As someone who has been drunk, I am going to imagine.
What? Perhaps?
I'm going to imagine two things here, right? It was maybe a cold night when they went out, so they were trying to like, heat up their handies. Okay. Or they were like, eating a greasy fucking kebab and they spilled a bit behind the radiator somehow.
So they're eating the kebab lent over a radiator.
Yeah, trying to, you know. And they're like, oh shit, better get my kebab and put their hand down
chippy,
there.
Chippy, no.
My chippy.
All right. I think it's like, have you seen, it's Titanic, right? The old lady with the blue gem stone or whatever. Right, before the Titanic was filmed, right, imagine that's just like that stone was like chilling out your house, right? It's like on your windowsill. It's really priceless. It's probably worth quite a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And then it gets knocked over off the windowsill and it goes down the back of the radiator.
Oh, no.
The person's like, fuck, that's Granny's precious thing.
That's Granny's ashes.
That's Granny's ashes. I've got to go in there and get it. You know, this is really important.
I've got to get Granny. Granny's in the radiator.
Granny's down the radiator. Don't know why this story needed that Titanic bit, but I just needed to add a little bit of flourish to it.
I like it.
Get yourself in the scene. Anyway, so you've stuck your hand down there. You're trying to grab this priceless gem. Fuck, your knuckles are too big. You're never coming out.
Oh, it's like one of those things where you have to, like, you know, while you're holding the gem, you can't get your hand out, but you can let go of the gem, but then the gem will be lost forever. You know, like one of those, like... What movie is that from? That is from a movie, isn't it? Where they have that like moment.
I mean, it's in The Simpsons where he has the can of like Coke in the vending machine.
Yeah,
and it gets stuck, and they're like, "Oh Simpsons, yeah, are you holding on to the can?"
Yes, of course.
It's basically that.
Yeah, I like to think the thing is they don't specify what time of day it is or when or where, and they don't specify also that it's their radiator. So I like to think they're actually like a radiator installer, and they just get pissed on the job, and they've just fucking installed this radiator drunkenly, and they've just like I like to think they're in someone else's house, trapped.
Oh, that's even better
behind the radiator, which
is
a nightmare.
I
you know they're still there. I hope they're getting fed.
I hope they've got a bucket.
I like the drama, though, of, like, they're in someone else's house, but maybe they're on holiday and they have to get out before they get back.
Oh, fuck.
And they have to escape before the automatic heating comes back on.
You have automatic heating.
I just want to, I'm just picturing that they're sitting there, they were drunk, they dropped their chippy, their hand stuck down there.
And
their first thought was, I better fucking ask 0 degrees right now how I'm going to get out of this sticky situation. And they just sat there like in Saw.
Like in Saw.
They just sat there like, what do I do?
Oh, fuck, I guess you do have to chop your arm off. Realistically.
Yeah, is this a scenario?
Like after like a couple of days when you start like, you know, dehydration starts setting in, I think you just have to...
Just bleed the radiator and have a little sippy.
Oh my God, the forbidden water. The forbidden liquid. Water.
Oh my God, it's like a house's cocktail. Hmm. It's like the blood of the house. I'm bleeding the radiator.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't drink that water. Is that water safe?
Can we get a Google?
Can you drink radiator water?
I doubt that water's safe.
Like, can you drink water out of a radiator? Never drink water from a home heating. Or,
No.
Yeah, that's... They have like fungicides and chemicals in them.
Oh.
Okay, don't do that.
Don't drink it. Don't
chat.
Do it. It tastes amazing.
Sorry, inner streamer coming out there just said chat. Dear listeners, don't drink the water.
Don't drink the forbidden water.
Forbidden goo. Don't do it.
Forbidden water. Perfect.
All right. What advice are we giving? How do they get... Well, okay, so...
I think they're dead, Lydia. I think it's too late.
Oh, right, yeah.
Where are you still alive? And if you are still stuck there, my advice is just spit on your hand until you whip it up.
But they've got no hydration, Rabs. They're stuck there.
You've got to use the forbidden water to lube up your hand.
Yeah, oh, that's an idea. Yeah, get a little hand. Get your hand, you know, get the forbidden water and apply it
splash
to your wrist.
It on.
And like, yeah, try and pull it out. Or just pull the radiator off the wall if you're like jacked or whatever.
Oh, which, get your Swiss Army knife.
Yeah,
with
chop
your little screwdriver.
Off. Yeah. Oh.
And,
of course, no. Yeah. Just take the radiator off the wall.
Yeah. Get your Nokia blade out and just chop
your
arm off.
Yeah. It's useful for every scenario.
Yeah, and then you can use the heat of the radiator to like cauterize the wound.
Yeah. Oh,
boom.
Nice.
I wonder if getting your hand stuck behind the radiator is like you know when like animals kind of like accept death, they realize they're like, oh no, I'm dead, and they just kind of like go limp and just like I wonder if that's what happens to a human. Your hand gets stuck behind the radiator, and you just go into like this paralyzed state of like, I'm dead. There is nothing now. Take me, Jesus.
It's something that you want to happen in the summer, isn't it? Mm. Like, that is a summertime problem. You don't want to get your hand stuck down there mid-December. You're fucked. I don't know about you guys, but the control to my heating is nowhere near the radiator.
That's not a
winter problem you want.
I like, that's our advice. If you're going to get your hand stuck down a radiator,
exactly.
Do it in summer.
Make sure it's the summer.
See, I'm very happy because the heating in my flat's actually fucked and it's just not fixed. And if it happened to me, I'd just be sad. I'd be cold.
Wouldn't even die from like heat.
I wouldn't even die from the heat. I would just be like, why is my hand even here? How has my hand ended up
this
here?
This thing is useless. Why am I here?
Pretty much. But this reminded me of a really fucking stupid story from when I was a kid where I was like, when you guys were kids, where you were like, I don't want to go to school tomorrow or whatever to your parents.
Oh, yeah.
So I really debated. I was like sitting in my room eating toast and I was like, how do I make myself sick? So I was like really tempted to like drop some toast behind my radiator and just leave it there for a bit and then eat it. I didn't do it, but that was the idea going through my brain at the time.
I was like
eight and I was like, this is a good idea, Ravs. This will get you off school tomorrow.
You want to make yourself ill, so you were like, I'm going to slow cook some toast behind this radiator.
I'm
going to
lightly warm up some toast.
Yep. I'm pretty sure you could eat that toast and you'd be fine. I don't think that would work.
Maybe, but that's just the thought I had as an 8-year-old kid. Like, this will get me off school tomorrow.
Oh my
God.
I love
the kid logic in that.
But maybe that's how they got their hands stuck. Maybe they're like, oh no, my toast fell.
I'm trying to get the day off school.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
If anything, think that would just improve the flavour. It's like a double cooking, and then you pick up a little bit of crap around the back of the radiator, a little bit of
put a little bit of cheese on top of it as well, so it's slowly
melts. Oh my God, no, that's made me feel ill.
You needed to stick like a raw chicken down there, Rabs. Next time, stick a raw chicken.
Do you reckon you could cook stuff on a radiator?
Maybe. It depends. You'd have to put it up. Oh, you could definitely cook an egg, I bet.
Like I'm interested, what like household appliances or like things can you cook on? Like apart from like the obvious ones, like a frying pan and a cooker. Like can you cook on a radiator? Could you cook on a boiler? If you're in your boiler room,
you could cook on a boiler. I think you probably could.
People use the dishwasher to cook food, don't they?
That is one of the most cursed videos ever.
It is so cursed.
Lasagna in a dishwasher. Do you understand? Yes. Like, dishwashers filled with like germs and shit.
Oh, it's so steamy and just doesn't sit right, you know.
I love the idea of someone doing like come down with me, and like you just come round and they put like some toast on a radiator, they put the lasagna in the dishwasher.
You know what I mean? Just put some spaghetti in the washing machine.
Yeah.
I guess you could cook your pasta like that, right?
Oh my God.
Just throw it in the drum.
The most cursed come dine with me ever.
You put the fucking bolognese sauce in the little compartment. The little
compartment. Just emptying a jar into the compartment. Yeah. It's gonna infuse some flavour in this. Oh my God.
I need someone to try that. I mean, you will destroy your washing machine in the process, but it's important. It's for science.
I just have to Google it. Can you cook spaghetti in a washing machine?
Oh my God.
I have to know.
Google seems to think it doesn't say anything about being able to cook food on a radiator, but people have done it. Quora, can they thaw frozen chicken by placing it on a home radiator? So thawing food, but maybe not cooking food.
There's videos of people putting spaghetti in a washing machine. We're not the first people to have thought about this.
Okay.
Does it work?
How does it end?
Oh, it's all soapy.
Oh no.
Oh God, it's like a brick of hay is what it looks like. They haven't softened at all. And it's all like covered in soap. It's disgusting. Don't do it.
That's vile.
I just had a really cursed idea of like using your kettle and putting like fucking soup in it or something and just chain hitting the button.
and then pouring
soup from the kettle directly into someone's bowl.
These are life hacks.
Just cracking an egg into a toaster.
Dude, there's people that have tried to cook steak in a toaster. I saw people do it. They're like, this is really good. Then I looked at it and it just looked really sad.
Fuck
just use
that.
The toaster
cooking
to cook steak.
Imagine like cooking like a really expensive bit of like filet beef in a toaster.
And it all comes out with like your crumbies. You're like toaster crumbies on it.
Oh my god.
Free breadcrumbs. Mmm.
Oh fuck. I really want to see someone try all those different cooking methods. If you have home appliances that you're trying to get rid of and they're going to the skip, give it a go and write in. Tell us how it went.
Yeah.
Sorry in advance.
I feel like we've answered the hand stuck behind radiator question aptly. I feel like that's
cut it off with the Nokia knife.
Yep.
Hello my friend, my name's Sean and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
If you could bring any Pokemon to life, which one would it be and how? Who did you say?
Bunnyery. No.
Low Bunny.
Low Bunny, that was it. Yep. Oops, I said the wrong one.
Oh, I feel like we've discussed this question a gajillion times at the pub. I feel like we've been through
this. This is a go-to.
But I like the how part. Like, how would you bring them to life? Like, I don't know, what, my fucking Frankenstein's monster?
Oh,
like,
God.
Making, like, a flesh flesh golem Eevee and like zapping it with lightning? Is that like, what you're asking here? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that works.
I.
there's some drama going on. I can't describe it. We're just going to leave that in no context. That's so fucking funny. But it will be never known. It will be never known what happened. Do you know what? It's so interesting. People always ask. I wish there was a visual element to this podcast.
And you're going to be glad that there wasn't.
You're really, really glad there isn't.
You're going to be glad there's not. Trust me.
I love that. People are going to have to write in and guess what happened. You're never going to know. Happened? You're never going to know.
Oh my God.
I feel like I just can't answer this question now. I feel like that's that's cursed. That's fucking cursed. This podcast. This podcast is. I knew it was going to be weird. The fact we're all hungover. It's gone even weirder.
It's gone even weirder now. Yep. What a special time.
Oh fuck.
All right. Okay, yeah. I love the element of how. So that feels like. We've never discussed that before. Mm. Like we've always discussed, like, you know, which Pokemon we want to fuck. We've talked about that extensively. We know which one we're fucking hammering.
Eight Machamps.
I guess we should all go around and say which Pokemon we're bringing to life first, and then we have to explain how, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess I'd be amiss if I didn't choose Mr. Mime. Because I want him as a little friend. He's kind of walking around behind me like, yeah, you're doing great, Harry. Well, he's not talking, he's miming that. He's like, thumbs up. Yeah. But it's a podcast, I can't really just like thumbs up.
I like that you sit down and he does that animation from Arceus where he sits down.
Yeah,
as well.
He sits down with a little tea. Like, I got to bring him to life. Who are you bringing to life, Lydia?
That's tricky. I feel like I'd probably be quite boring and go for something like... Pidgeot or someone who I could just like fly around the world,
fair.
Using them as a vehicle essentially.
Okay.
But if I wanted something which was more like cute, friendly, fun little guy, Jigglypuff would be useful because I struggle with sleep. So I'd be like, sing me a song, little baby boy. And then,
But then you would wake up like with shit all over your face because they're drawn on you and stuff. They're like raging.
Yeah. They're like, listen to my song. Come on. I like a little Jigglypuff. That'd be fun.
They'd be nice to cuddle, I think, as well. I imagine they're just like a big marshmallow.
Just really fluffy.
Mm.
Like a big pillow. Yeah, I like that.
Who
are you bringing to life?
God, I'm going to be that guy, but I've got like two picks here. Eevee, one of them, just because I think that they would be like an amazing, like just be like having a nice pet.
It's like a little dog
fox. It's cute as hell. Mm. Like, you know, I think it would just make a good pet. And I'd think, that's such a cute pet you've got. And I'd be like, yep. And it would be a nice time. But the other one I would pick, and I think I might make this my answer, is Squirtle. Because he is a cool fucking lad. I would get him the sunglasses so that he's in Squirtle Squad. And we would just chill. And, you know, in the summer, I would just get him to like blast me with a water gun so that, you know, I'm like, you know, cooling down and stuff.
Montage of you and Squirtle doing things, then like your hand stuck behind the radiator.
Yeah. And then he's like using water gun to get out. I'm happy now. And I eat my toast.
So I guess how? I guess Mr. Mime, I'm probably like finding like a small child and like painting them and they have to follow me around. I guess that's how I'm making Mr. Mime. I don't quite know how to bring him to life. Do I like cut out their tongue so they can't talk? Like, how do I bring it to life? Like, right. Mr. Mime's not real.
You're kidnapping a child and keeping them as a slave and maiming them.
Yeah.
Is how you're doing it.
Yeah, okay. I think that has to be my strategy. It's Mr. Mime. How else do you make it Mr. Mime?
Like,
I guess so.
I think you've nailed it. You've nailed it.
I just imagine just me going, like, I'm coming down to the pub. I've got this, like, shivering, terrified child who's, like, covered in paint. Guys, meet Mr. Mime. he looks so cute. And you guys are just like, what the fuck?
We feel very uncomfortable, but we don't want to say anything.
Well, it's fine because you guys have also brought your Pokemon. And Lydia, how have you made your Pidgeot or your Jigglypuff?
I feel like Jigglypuff feels impossible without... some form of magic voodoo witchcraft.
I guess it could be like a big fluffy thing with like robots inside, like a robo thing, like meh meh meh, and then it just plays songs. It just plays like ABBA.
Just plays ABBA as I fall asleep. You are the dancing queen.
Just that. It's just a single ABBA song. Just one ABBA song on
and
repeat.
It's got one of those machine arms with a pen that just draws on you.
Lydia, so I love you. I sing now. Giggly.
Right, so you're showing up with a terrified child. Lydia's showing up with a horrendous mech, like Jigglypuff.
ABBA playing machine.
Blasting ABBA, so we've got the tune sorted. I've got a very sad story, actually. I've just been throwing tortoises in the water, hoping that he would pop back up as like a Squirtle, but, you know, tortoises, they can't swim. That's turtles. It's a very sad time for me.
They're all dead.
My Squirtle's gone.
I feel like, yeah, you're just painting this tortoise, just like, please, wear the glasses, say the Squirtle line. Yeah, it's pretty sad. Yeah,
I've just taped like a Nokia to him and I pushed the button and goes, Squirtle.
He's evolving, just taping guns to him.
Wow. Two cannons on his back. And that my Eevee is just like a Doberman, but with like a little
dog. There's nothing special about it.
Just a dog I've named Eevee.
Could a human being fly on the back of an albatross?
Oh,
they're the biggest bird, right?
Yeah. I guess you could like breed like the biggest albatross and maybe you could land like go on it. They're quite big, aren't they?
Yeah. What if it was like not me. Maybe it was a smaller person than a slighter person than I. A child perchance. Like your little
Mr. Mime boy. Go, Mr. Mime. Fly on Pidgeot. And just this albatross. Rah, rah, and just takes my child away. Oh, goodbye, God, Mr. Mime.
Goodbye. I always loved you.
Just drops him. Oh, God. Their wingspan's like 3 meters. Like
that's, I mean, huge.
They live to their 40 fucking
huge.
Two.
Jesus. Wait. Three meters long.
Yeah.
That is enormous. Massive.
I'm just asking, humans fly? Have you done a Google?
I did a tiny Google, but it was like boring, answered boringly by like a smart person who was like, I actually would need to know the exact weight and measurements of the tiny child that would be riding on the bird, because bird bones are very brittle and they have small brains, blah, 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 blah. I was like,
answer the question.
Yes or no, yes or no.
Just give me a yes or no. Like, is that someone with a degree? Yeah, we don't do degrees around here.
No. I guess what you could just get, Lydia, is like a private jet that's painted like a Pidgeot.
So, okay, get become very wealthy, acquire a private jet and paint it brown.
Paint it like a Pidgeot livery. Like, Pokemon have made like 9 or 10 like planes over their history.
You. Come on, someone's got to have done that. Someone's got to have done.
Yeah.
Like
Pidgeot plane. No one's done it. Oh my God. Oh my God, there is this horrible image of like a weird furry Pidgeot with like a cock.
What?
How the fuck has that appeared?
I don't have that in my search. Oh, I do have one with tits though. So.
What the fuck?
So what we're discovering is that there are so many things that people haven't like done. Sorry, we start that bit again. So what we're discovering is there are so many things that humankind haven't done yet.
Yeah,
we are the only ones who are brave enough to suggest.
Yes, brave is an interesting word to use, but yes.
Yeah. Like a rich person needs to paint their plane like a Pidgeot. Someone needs to cook whatever the weird fucking shit you said about an egg in a toaster or whatever, soup in a kettle.
Yeah,
like,
spaghetti in a washing machine.
Come on, mm-hmm, sheeple. Mm-hmm. Someone's got to make
stand
this
up.
Happen.
Wake up, guys.
Wake up.
This is a simulation.
You know what? It's weird. As soon as you think about the logistics of making a Pokemon real, it becomes a lot less fun.
Yeah.
It
comes really sad for Harry, to be honest. Like,
I feel like mine was the most achievable.
Yeah, like, it was actually.
I did achieve my Pokemon. It, at what cost and the prison sentence, I don't know, but it was achieved. It makes me sad. This question makes me sad. I feel like we started happy and now I'm just sad.
So I think we can all agree that we want to fuck.
Mm-hmm. Eight Machamps.
Mm-hmm. Eight Machamps. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Agreed.
Cool.
I am American, but I have the tendency to slip into a British accent whenever I'm in a silly, goofy mood. Usually, this habit is harmless, as it's done amongst friends or with the safety of my own home, with a little Tuesday or in it sprinkled into conversation here or there. Well, soon I'm moving to the UK, and I fear that my accent may slip out and when I'm feeling quirky and least expect it. How do I stop this bad habit to prevent people thinking I'm mocking them, which I definitely am not. I would never. Oh, well, my God.
I think this confirms that Oscar Isaac listens to this podcast because I've seen Moon Knight and his Tuesday, his fucking British accent.
Right, that's Tuesday, going to a taco for a meal deal, yeah. Mate.
So, Oscar, thank you for sending in this question.
Oscar is such a famous fan.
Top, oh my God. We could, like, high caliber.
We should like start a little leaderboard of most famous Zero Degrees fans. Oscar Isaac is totally number one. Yeah.
He's number one.
Yep. He's number one.
I
kind of like this. It's silly and goofy. You know, I've definitely been walking around the house just doing stupid shit with, just being like, Tuesday. You're right, governor.
I don't feel like anyone in the UK would be offended by it. I feel like we quite like people kind of fetishizing and like, mocking and participating in our culture. Do you know what I mean? I feel like no one's gonna be offended that you go, yeah, mate, Tuesday. Like, I feel like if you did it to me like 100 times, I'd maybe be like, all right, shut the fuck up. But do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like it's fine. Do it. I don't go for it.
I fully sympathize with this question actually, because I always like drop into doing stupid accents without thinking, and I'm not good at them at all, so I'll just start doing a fucking really shit Aussie accent.
Nice
stuff. And like, or I'd suddenly, oh wait, that's just throwing up apparently. I was trying to go northern but I was under pressure. And like just do stupid shit, and it's probably insufferable, and I know it's insufferable. I do it a lot when I'm streaming. And once you get into a habit of slipping into these weird fucking voices, it's really hard to like slip out of it. I have a friend that constantly does an Australian accent so much that people think that she is Australian, but she's Scottish. It's addictive. It's like your tongue like goes into a different gear.
Yeah.
Like, and then once it starts doing that, it's really hard to make it go back to doing the other thing.
But I feel like as long as it's not offensive to anybody and you're not trying to be mean or mocking, I feel like go for it. Like, I think it's exactly. So cool. Like, it's one thing I love about the UK is the density of accents that we have like the variety of different accents. I think it's awesome. And I feel like let's share in that joy together. And
I do an amazing Scottish accent, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah, go for it. I'm so intrigued to hear.
Ach, the noon! My name is Ravze, and I'm doing a jobby.
That is true. I am doing a jobby.
He's doing a jobby. He is doing a jobby. Scottish people are renowned for just saying that one line, that one little quip. I'm doing a jobby.
I am doing a jobby.
Ravs's face just...
Ock eye the noon.
Sorry, my bad.
I don't know if Ravs was dying inside or whether his body was just passing a final bit of alcohol. Because it looked like it's very sad.
It was pride. Yeah. Wasn't that pride? I thought pride.
Yeah. You know, as a Scottish person, I'm very used to this. You know, everyone I speak to is always like, okay, you're one of those Scottish people, eh? Oh, I hate Margaret Thatcher and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just used to people giving me their terrible Scottish accents.
Yeah. So yeah, is it annoying? Like, how does it feel when people do it to you?
God, it can get a bit annoying if you do it over and over again, but like every now and then, you know, I laugh along. It's fun. It's pretty fun.
You don't want to make it like too one-dimensional, right? Like that person isn't just their fucking accent. Like
Exactly.
It's not nice to just kind of dehumanize someone down to that point.
The thing is, I can understand what the worry that this person's saying, because I feel like...
Well, you're going to get fucking stabbed if you say Tuesday, mate, and you're American. Tuesday? You're going to fucking Britain, mate.
Don't move here and be like, all right, governor, to everyone you meet.
Yeah, no one says that unless you're like, a tiny bit of the UK.
Yeah, if I made friends with, say, someone who was Irish and then I started doing a bad Irish accent, it would feel like I was like taking the pit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I would be like, oh my God, no, they're thinking I'm mocking them. So I can see why this person is like, oh God, I don't want them to think that I'm taking the piss, especially if it is like Tuesday and like stuff which is not how we talk, or maybe we do talk a little bit. Harry, you kind of do talk like that, to be fair.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Do I say Tuesday?
Well, we all say Tuesday, right? Because Americans say Tuesday.
Yeah, but
Tuesday.
Americans are wrong. It's our language. It's called English. Like, come on. Come on, guys, it's simple. It's Tuesday, isn't it?
So now we've angered the Swiss and the Americans now. This episode is...
Oh, you guys just... can't see it, but on one of my monitors, I just have a map, and I'm just crossing off, baby.
All right, how about this? Okay, instead of saying, like, you know, just try and rein it in, why don't we teach them some true Britishisms so they can be authentic and it won't seem like they're mocking them. People will think, oh my God, I actually, you know, this person's British. Like, they'll be so confused. So let's teach them some, like, Britishisms.
Right. If someone is being, like, a right cheeky geezer to you, you know, you just want to say, fuck off, you cunt.
Yep. Yeah, that's, honestly, that's a really important one, though, because Americans don't really seem to use the word cunt like British and
you have to.
And Australian people like to. Australians use it certainly more than us, but I mean, Scottish, like
Scottish,
like,
people, they like a good Australia, cunt representation. We're like brethren. Yeah, we're brethren, me and Aussie. I like to call Australia hot Scotland.
Yeah.
It basically is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we're cold Australia.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
When I went to America, I met some of these, like, older guys in a bar who was, like, making friends, and I can't remember who I was calling a cunt, but I was, like, calling someone a cunt, and they looked like I don't know, stabbed their mum and taken a shit in front of them. They looked horrified. It was like, oh yeah, you don't like that word, right? It's like, we use it so just flippantly, like, you know.
I'd say I use it like fuck or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I use it as
It's so natural to me.
You know? It's perfect. It's the perfect word. Cunt is the perfect word, and that's it. You have to get that into your vocabulary.
It's such a powerful word.
Yeah, I think you have to also start saying, "It's fine. I'm fine. It's fine." Like, that is a really big Britishism, and it comes
How
from
are you?
Like
all right.
Yeah, like it comes from don't fucking, like. That's something that always has irked me about Americans a little bit, is they're so much louder and more boisterous and braggadocious than I feel like the Brits are. I feel like we're so much more like, fuck off, it's fine, whatever, like, I don't really want to talk about it. Whereas Americans are like, hi, how's it going, how are you, like, and it's like, I don't want that. I just want to say, it's fine, all right, cool, got it, nice, nod.
I've heard that quite a few people, like, from Europe and I guess other places, get really mad if you ask them how are you, because they're like, you don't care, though. Why are you asking? You don't care.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like, apparently, like, to them, like, you really don't ask that unless you actually care how the person's doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And also, like,
is that up to them to judge, though? Like, maybe I do care how you're getting on. Are you okay? How are you? But I'm like, not great. Oh, do you want to talk about it, buddy? You know?
I feel like I have it with, like, even with my friends, where I sit down and I'm like, oh, here's a guy, are you doing all right? And they're like, yeah, it's fine, yeah. And they're like, are you doing all right? You do ask it, for your friends, you ask it twice, because there's once where they're going to auto-answer, it's fine, all right. And you're like, you have to ask it twice, like, I'm doing all right. It's like,
it is an
auto-answer, right,
isn't it? Like, you could have literally just had to cut your arm off with a Nokia knife.
Yeah, but like, it's fine.
Got stuck down the radiator, and someone would say, how are you? You say, yeah, I'm all right, how are you? Like, it is... Yeah.
And then they see the blood dripping from your hand, and like, the moldy toast in your mouth, and you're like...
Are you really all right?
Yeah. Actually, just all right.
So I feel like you need to, like, it's almost like, you know, you get like a British pass. Like, if you're starting to, like, use fine and it's all right, you're like a level one Brit. And I feel like Tuesday and in it, you don't get those until you're like level five. You got to earn your British ranks a little bit.
I'm not even there yet, you know, like, and I'm in Britain. I'm Scottish. I've moved down here and I have to be like, purple burger. Purple burglar alarm. You know, that's like level two.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll badge you up next week, perhaps. It's fine.
Yeah, nice. I'm going up to rank three, baby. Let's go.
I feel like an important one as well is like sarcasm. I feel like Americans don't quite use sarcasm the same way that we do, which is just every other sentence is sarcastic or ironic or whatever. Like, I think that's an important one to get in there. I feel like you got to earn. You got to earn this Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give it to you easy.
You gotta go up the ranks. Also, there's like a few little things I'd say you could start slipping into your vocabulary. Like, we say pissed to mean drunk as well as angry. So you got pissed last night means you got drunk last night. You could say,
Don't say pants as well, because you know.
Yeah, don't say pants. Boxes, that's you know, that's a big boo boo.
It's jeans or trousers or whatever. Yeah, so underwear.
Yeah, trousers, jeans. You could say something. You could go a bit spicy when you're tired. You could say, "Oh, like I'm fucking cream crackered."
I'm cream crackered right now. I've never been more cream crackered.
Oh, that's like level three, man. That's level three using Cockney rhyming slang. Yeah,
that's a bit okay.
You'd just be like, "I'm knackered." I feel like they wouldn't say knackered, would they?
Yeah,
they would say American. They'd say I'm pooped.
Yeah.
I'm pooped.
I'm so pooped right now. Oh my god, I'm so pooped.
You know that, like, there's so many Americans listening to this and disagreeing so much.
I'm so hungover. I just couldn't give less of a shit. Honestly, yeah. I'm just reveling in the hate comments that I know are coming in.
They're driving the pickup trucks right now, just really mad.
On their 17 lane highway,
British people. Yeah. On their 8-hour commute into work. Just absolutely furious right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I think you can get there. I think you can unlock Tuesday, but it's going to take a while. It's going to take some groundwork. Actually, I think another important one is self-deprecation, right? I feel like we love a yank that comes on over and they you know, just take the piss out of themselves. Like, I think that's a good time.
Yeah, you know, like, you got like laugh at yourself, man. Mm-hmm. Like, love yourself, but laugh at yourself. Live, laugh, love yourself,
live,
man.
Live, laugh, love, baby.
Live, laugh, love yourself, baby.
Because I feel like if you take the piss out of yourself, then you're allowed to take the piss out of other people. If there's like there's an equalizing moment in being able to be self-deprecating and not have to be like, you know, building yourself up all the time.
Yeah, and also quite a lot of our humour, like we're all fucking best mates, but we'll literally call each other cunts and like the worst things under the sun, and you're going to probably be hanging out with your buds, and you might be like, wow, they all hate each other, but actually, no, we're just, that's just us.
But we would never say that to someone we actually hated or didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That actually shows you like each other, like you're close by being horrible to each other.
Yeah, that may be a culture shock to you moving over here. I don't know. Do Americans do that stuff? I don't know.
I feel like Americans are always so overly nice to each other, I feel like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's so, like, I just don't know. I feel like...
But is this our version of Tuesday in it? Is that what we're assuming about Americans?
I don't know. I spent a lot of time in America. They are really loud. They're really pleasant. They are really lovely people. But also, it's quite overwhelming as a Brit. It's quite overwhelming. Mm. I feel like we're not like that.
God, that was going to be my first time in America. Going over for TwitchCon later in the year.
Pog.
So I'm gonna have to deal with all of this. You know, like the over the top. Really nice Americans. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be scared. I'm going to be like a fish out of water.
You'll be fine with it. It's just, I feel like it rubs on me after like a couple of days. Initially, I'm like, oh, this is dope. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Why is every person in the street like smiling at me as I'm walking by? And I'm like, just don't fucking look at me. Don't look at me. I'm sad. Like,
I've spent all this time though, like, altering my accent a little bit so that people in England can understand me better. Because like, I have a bit of a different voice when I'm speaking to people back home. Mm-hmm. Even though I still sound quite Scottish. So I'm just concerned when I go to America that like, I'm going to speak to them, they're going to be like, what? What are you saying?
It will be like that. It will be like that.
Yeah.
I fucking love playing into having a British accent when I go to America. I suddenly become very, very British and very well spoken.
From the estate, darling.
I'm from Britain because they fucking love it. It's great for, you know, chatting people up or whatever because they fucking love a British accent. I've got some slang words that you could use. So tosser, hello,
yeah, fucking tosser.
You tosser,
wanker
wanker is the best.
No, but when an American does use it though, like when they say wanker, like fuck off, you wanker. It sounds so weird. Wanker, like, you have to do it in the British accent.
Yeah, you fucking wanker.
Bollocks. That's a very bollocks. British word,
that's your,
isn't
that's
it?
Your balls.
That's your balls.
That's your ballsack area.
I think do some studying of that kind of the slang.
I feel like also you don't want to come in too strong. Like,
yeah, maybe don't come in and be like, all right, you wanker. You wearing like an Arsenal shirt,
like, holding a Stella, like fucking wanker. Thatcher's dead. Let's go. It's like, okay, chill out. Like maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Like, don't go to level 5 straight away.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
Start at level 1.
Do you guys do that at home? Do you guys like ever just, you know, drop into a little accent or do any like weird little impressions or anything? Do you guys have like a little silly thing you do? I kind of like that they're just walking around their house, just like suddenly becoming like this British character. You guys got anything like that?
Not really. Like, I feel like I just don't really talk to myself. Do you know what I mean?
What?
Like,
you don't. Well, I assume you've got like an inner monologue though, right?
Yes, yeah, so I'm like, yes, but how are you thinking now? Like, no, I thinking. No, I don't feel like I do. Do you do it, Lydia?
Well, yeah, so...
Well, you do your Australian accent, right? You do your New Zealandy accents.
I do that, but also I have voices for my cats, and they all have different accents.
I love that.
So when they are talking, or I'm having a conversation with them, uh-huh. or there's some kind of plot happening between them, I will voice out their inner monologues. And Hastings is American. Uh-huh. Pam has a kind of just sort of a weird raspy baby voice. And Lumbo sounds kind of Eastern European. So I do a lot of accents whilst I'm just at home.
Nice.
Got like four on the go at any given moment.
Fucking hell.
Would you be like mortified if like your mum had come round to visit, surprise visit, and you were just like in your living room, be like, "Hello, Lydia, it is me, Lumbo."
That's literally how I make him talk.
And they catch you doing that with that?
No, it annoys me because she came round. She does like a voice for the cats, but she just has this generic voice that every animal
has. Oh, that's not fun.
And it pisses me off. You have to do the voice. It's just not what he sounds like. Why are you giving him that stupid voice? He's giving this like weird high-pitched voice. That's not what he sounds like, you dumb bitch. Sorry, mum.
Shout out to all the mums out there. Big love to the mums.
Yep.
I'm just hungover. We love you, mums.
Shout out to the mums. We love you. Thanks, mums. All right. I think we've answered that, honestly. I think that's actually a good answer somewhere in there.
And we'll do, in a few months' time, when Ravs has had his first trip to America, mm-hmm. we'll come back to this subject and we'll find out how it went with your Scottish accent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a call back to an earlier episode. I finally got an answer on the worm question.
Yes,
I would be taken care of as a worm. And then I had to tell them that I threw them into the garden. And that was not good.
So for context, if anyone...
I did not end well.
Hasn't heard that episode yet. Firstly, why not?
Why
and
not?
And secondly, Ravs's partner would still love him if he turned into a worm.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. It's lovely that they also took so much time to think about that and respond.
Yeah.
No burn intended.
Sag.
So yeah, thank you for listening to Zero Degrees. Be sure to submit your questions through the link in the description and leave us a review if you've enjoyed it. Man, what an episode.
And send us a little tweet as well, you know, let us know what you thought, or like, you know, or anywhere on our Discords, on Reddit, wherever you want to give us a little bit of feedback. You know, we love reading it.
It's super nice. Look forward
to seeing the weird animations of us being hungover or whatever the hell you do out there.
Honestly, I thought the hungover episode was going to go a lot worse than this.
I honestly think, I'm walking away from this one. I think we did well.
I love it. I have so much fun doing these recordings. I spent an hour just laughing my arse off.
It's really fucking enjoyable. I mean, even if people aren't enjoying it, I'm enjoying it, so fuck it.
That's all that matters.
Exactly, right?
Our entertainment. Yeah. That's the most important thing.
Yep.
And thanks to everyone who sends in the questions. It's really appreciated. You know, these.
Yeah.
Some of the questions are very much unusable, but, you know, the questions that we've used. Holy crap.
One just says Bob.
Why have you done that?
Here's your answer to that question. Bob.
Bob.
There you go. Yes, Bob.
Someone submitted a question. Not even a question, just ham sandwich. I don't know. Yep. Maybe they were trying to Google. Please don't do that. It makes our job really hard to find the good questions.
And you know, some of them are like, "I like to eat cum. Help! What do I do? I like eating cum." I'm like, I can't help you. You're a deviant. You're too far gone.
But yeah, keep sending in your legitimate questions. Mm-hmm. We love to read them, and you never know, you might be featured on this podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As we especially love your time sensitive ones, you know, like the Radiator Man who's been stuck there for a month. We hope you help Radiator Man. I look forward to an update on that.
Yeah, let us know how your hand is.
Oh, brilliant. All right, we'll catch you all next time. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next week. Peace. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.